It's the Evening Bulletin. I'm Perry Michael Simon, and yes, we managed to stock up on toilet paper. Not because we wanted to hoard the stuff, but because we didn't know how long other people would be hoarding it. You don't want to be without toilet paper, and if you're saying, oh, well, just get a bidet, those are back-ordered on Amazon anyway, so getting into Ralph's or Pavilion's the moment the stores open to grab the Limit of Charmin is pretty much the only way to go. But this isn't because there's not enough toilet paper being produced, no. In fact, the paper mills are making precisely the right amount Americans need, and that's how we got this crisis situation. Panic buying spiked demand, but the paper companies can't really increase production because the spike's temporary. People aren't using more paper, they're using the same amount. The additional toilet paper sold will eventually be used, and the companies don't want to increase production now, only to be stuck with overproduction when the panic slows down and everyone's bought all the survivalist hygiene products they need. It's gonna get back to normal at some point, maybe soon, but until then, that's why the paper goods aisle in every supermarket looks apocalyptic. I know that's no consolation if you didn't get your share, but you can always use leaves or a newspaper. If that is, you can even still find a newspaper. We'll flush more misinformation away tomorrow. Until then, that's enough.